did you get?
Hello?
Hi, Ramsey. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How you doing, hon?
I'm doing excellent. I know that we spoke the other day, and you said that you wanted me to call you back so that we could do the 149, and then I can show you how to get on the site and do some updates, right?
Yeah, and hon, I'll tell you, that's probably not going to happen, but I wanted to call you back because you were so nice to me, so... You know, cordial and decent. Didn't want to be an asshole.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, you weren't. Don't worry about that. So, okay, so I'll cancel the account, and then if you want...
Hold on, Tina. Hold on. It is something I am interested in, and maybe your hands are tied. Maybe you have to cancel it. It's something I'm interested in, but to be honest with you, it will definitely be next month. I don't know if that... Like I say, if that ties your hands, I'll pay the $150, but it'll be next month, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, then we'll just start you off fresh next month because my objective in canceling it is that today is the 17th and your billing date is on the 18th. So if it just sits here, what happens is, there's a past due amount from March 18th, and then there'd be recur another one from April 18th, and I don't want that to happen to you, right? So I'm just going to cancel it now. That way, this wipes out.
I know that you're working within the confines of the company, as it were, right?
Right.
And to be honest with you, if your company or you, like I say, I know you're not the VP or anything, right?
Yes.
That will absolutely turn me off because I've already, before we even talked a month ago, said I wanted to cancel, right? So that's what Angie's List did to me. They kept charging me even though I had canceled. I consider that disingenuous, and I don't want anyone... I don't want to do business with anyone like that. So I'm hoping that you can definitely take care of that. I would like to start off fresh.
That's what I'm doing for you, Ramsey. Absolutely. I understand. And we definitely are not like Angie Leads. We don't charge people after they cancel or anything like that. So you're all good to go. I already processed that. And then next month when you're ready, just call me. We can do the 149 and we'll start you off fresh. And then we'll pick up where we left off. The only thing is, in the meantime, if we lose the domain, we might have to buy a new one at that time. But I'm thinking if it's only a month, we probably will still be able to get it, which is the krrestorationnc.com. So, if we do, then again, no problem. We'll just get a new domain, and then we show you how to put that new flooring picture that you're doing in the restaurant and whatnot up on the new domain. But I think it's going to be recent enough because when we buy domains, they usually don't expire for a year. So I'm thinking it'll still be good if it's just a month out, okay?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Ramsey, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too, and I just want to, pardon my lack of decor, but I just want to kiss your butt for a minute. Because
no!
Tina Hunt, the only reason why I was, interested in you and wanted to, entertain all the conversations and whatnot is because, unlike Angie's, you guys are professional. Y'all, every local splash, every single interaction that I've had, it was professional. You guys answered questions. It's when you probably can relate to this, it's when I talk to a younger person and they start hitting me with all this IT babble, it means nothing to me. You should, might as well be speaking Chinese.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And so I really appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. I appreciate the interaction, the personability on it.
Yes. Yes, I understand too, because trust me, I work in a building full of technicians and our CEO is a huge technical geek. And sometimes he talks to me and I think he's speaking Greek or something because he uses all these words and
right.
I'm just like, what does that mean? Excuse me.
Right. When you're talking to someone on a one-on-one, that's
yeah.
cool. But when you're trying to get someone's business, when you're trying to win them over and make
right.
them see what you have to offer, it
yep.
just it's lost on me. It just falls flat. So.
Yep, I can relate definitely. So Ramsey, like I said, I've enjoyed talking to you. I'll send you a little link if you're happy with the experience you have. We always appreciate a nice review here and there. So I'll send you a
okay.
link where if you feel moved to do so, it always helps us if you mention our name in a review, obviously. But in the meantime, do you want me to follow up with you in a month, or do you want me to just kind of leave it until you call me type thing? Because I did get your message.
I have your number. I have your
okay.
extension. But I definitely want you to call me. I do.
Okay.
Yes.
You got it. So I will put a call for a month out. And then if anything changes, you can call me. And then in the meantime, I also put a note on the account that you and I were working together about reactivating this in the future. So if, you call in and
okay.
you happen to talk to someone else, they'll know to kind of transfer it back over to me, okay?
That's what I'll tell them. I'll be like, no, I want to talk to Tina.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So have a very
absolutely.
Lovely rest of your afternoon and try not to get into too much trouble, okay? You sound like you might be a troublemaker.
That, but okay.
Okay, well, take care, Ramsey. I enjoyed talking to you. Bye-bye.
Great talking to you. All right, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.